Democratic voters in Pennsylvania vote in less than 1 week. It's a big contest, with Hillary Clinton trying to prove that she can still catch Barack Obama. And last night in Philadelphia, Obama and Clinton held their 21st debate. It was sponsored by ABC News. As NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, for most of the debate, the subject was not policy, it was character.
This time, it was Obama who was the target of the moderators and Hillary Clinton. For the first 45 minutes of the debate, they hammered him for his remarks about bitter small-town voters, the incendiary statements of his pastor, his acquaintance with a former member of the Weather Underground, and even his decision not to wear an American flag lapel pin. Once again, Obama was forced to explain his comments at a San Francisco fundraiser about economically depressed voters who cling to religion or guns. He said he had mangled his thoughts. Then Clinton picked up the cudgel.
Well, I am the granddaughter of a factory worker from Scranton who went to work in the Scranton lace mills when he was 11 years old. He was also very active in the Court Street Methodist Church. I can see why people would be taken aback and offended by the remarks.
Clinton has been airing ads in most of Pennsylvania attacking Obama for those remarks. Last night, he hit back.
I recall when, back in 1992, she made a statement about how, what do you expect, should I be at home baking cookies? And people attacked her for being elitist and this and that. And I remember watching that on TV and saying, well, that's not who she is. And I'm sure that's how she felt as well. But the problem is, Senator Clinton learned the wrong lesson from it, because she's adopting the same tactics.
Obama was also forced to explain that he wasn't aware of all of Reverend Jeremiah Wright's statements and that he could understand how people would take offense. Clinton said the issue deserves further exploration, which she provided.
It wasn't only the specific remarks, but some of the relationships with Reverend Farrakhan, with giving the church bulletin over to the leader of Hamas. These are problems, and they raise questions in people's minds. And so this is a legitimate area, as everything is when we run for office.
Then the moderators brought up William Ayers, a former member of the Weather Underground who said after 9/11 he didn't regret setting bombs in the 1970s. Ayers hosted a political event for Obama 13 years ago in Chicago.
This kind of game in which anybody who I know, regardless of how flimsy the relationship is somehow somehow their ideas could be attributed to me. I think the American people are smarter than that.
Senator Clinton used the issue to repeat the argument she's been making to the superdelegates, that Obama is too vulnerable to be the nominee.
I also believe that Senator Obama served on a board with Mr. Ayers for a period of time, the Woods Foundation. I think that this is an issue that certainly the Republicans will be raising. And I've been in this arena for a long time. I have a lot of baggage, and everybody has rummaged through it for years. And so, therefore, I will be able to withstand whatever the Republicans send our way.
By Senator Clinton's own vetting standards, I don't think she would make it, since President Clinton pardoned or commuted the sentences of two members of the Weather Underground, which I think is a slightly more significant act.
Although it's Obama who's been under siege, recent polls suggest Clinton may not be able to take advantage. Obama is considered more electable by Democrats, and Clinton is seen by a majority of Americans as dishonest and untrustworthy. Part of that decline stems from her story about landing in Bosnia under sniper fire, which she admitted last night was untrue.
I'm very sorry that I said it, and I have said that, it just didn't jive with what I had written about and knew to be the truth.
And she said this when moderator George Stephanopoulos asked her about reports that she's told people Obama can't win in November.
Do you think Senator Obama can do that? Can he win?
Yes, yes, yes.
A rare gesture of unity in a campaign that many Democrats worry has become so bitter that it's providing plenty of material for John McCain. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Philadelphia.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving was also listening to last night's debate, and you can hear his views at npr.org/elections.